فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون. يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ ذواتا أفنان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ فيما عينان تجريان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ فيما من كل فاكهة زوجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ متكئين على فرش بطائن ومن استبرق، وجنى الجنتين دان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثن إنس قبلهم ولا جان، لم يطمثن إنس قبلهم ولا جان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ الجزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيما عينان نضاختان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيما فاكهة ونخل ورمان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهن خيرات حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان حور مقصورات في الخيام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان متكئين على رفرف خضر وعبقر حسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام صدق الله العلي العظيم.
جزاك الله خير أحسن. One more time, salam alaikum to all brothers and sisters. They were not been here from the beginning. I would like also to welcome all of you for the third annual Asbu of Wahdat Al-Wahdat, week of the unity of occasion of the Milad of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alaihi Wasallam. Also, I just want to welcome our guest of honors, Brother Jafar Siddiqui and Brother Rizwan Sam. Please give it loud salawat for them also. Now I would like to ask the audience from the brothers and sisters if anyone wants to recite any nothing, please come forward before I start the people which I do have in our list. If there is nobody on the list, Brother Rizwan, please forward. Please forward. And then, then inshallah we're going to start it from the list, and then the end inshallah we're going to ask for the people they are not in the list, if they want to recite, to come forward. I want to start from our Intizar Reza to come forward. Please give a salawat for him.
Salawat. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Ye salam kya hai ata-e Muhammad. Ye salam kya ata-e Muhammad. Hai Quran mein dhaat sana-e Muhammad. Gharibo yateemo shoko gharibo yateemo kufa ka shoko kaleje se apne lagaye Muhammad. Bashar cheez kya hai ki un kankaron ko کنکروں کو محبت سے کلمہ پڑھائے محمد، اشارے سے دو ٹکڑی کر کے قبر کے، اشارے سے دو ٹکڑی کر کے قبر کے، پھر آپس میں ان کو ملائے محمد، ملے گی بلند در پہ جو سر جھکائے محمد، یہ سلام کیا ہے عطا ہے محمد، ہے قرآن میں دعا سنائے محمد، صلوات
اللہم صل علی محمد وآل محمد. Now I would like to ask Brother Ali Ahmad come forward please.
فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے آگے، ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں، خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے، راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے، اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے، ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے، ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے، جیسے ہی سبز گم بد نظر آئے گا بندگی کا قرینہ بدل جائے گا، سر جھکانے کی فرصت ملے گی کسے، خود ہی پرکھوں سے سجدے ٹپک جائیں گے. نام آقا جہاں بھی لیا جائے گا, ذکر ان کا جہاں بھی کیا جائے گا. نور ہی نور سینوں میں بھر جائے گا, ساری محفل میں جلوے لپک جائیں گے. اے مدینے کے زائر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا, بات بہ جائے گی دل تڑپ جائے گا, میرے محتاط آنسو جھلک جائیں گے. فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے آگے, ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں, خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے, راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے. صلوات
اللہم صل علی محمد و آل محمد. Now I would like to invite brothers Muhammad Hussein. Please loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Salawat.
طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع, وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا. طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع, وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا. Oh, the white moon rose over us from the valley of Wada, and we owe it to show gratefulness where the call is to Allah. طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع, وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا. أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المتاع, جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير دا. أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المتاع, جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير دا. Oh, you who were raised amongst us, coming with a work to be obeyed, You have brought to this city nobleness. Welcome best call to God's way. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المتاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير دا طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا
صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Now I would like to invite guest of honors Brother Jafar Siddiqui and Brother Rizwan Samad,
and also Ujjatul Islam Muslimin Abbas Elia, please come on forward and sit. Give it loud salawat, please. Right. I want to also right now invite Huda Ahmadi Afsari. Huda Afsari, please come forward. MashaAllah. Give loud salawat for her, please.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. مشت ختم انبیاء عید میلاد است هفته وحدت بهار خرم و شاد است عید رسول الله جشن ولی الله ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک پیک حق گوید ایام سرور آمد هنگام گرفتن ایدی ز رسول آمد آخرین پیغمبر حق در ظهور آمد عصر ظلمت شد تمام عصر نور آمد ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک بشنو ای دل از نبی گلبانگ احمد از لب هوان جنت یا محمد در زمین بنگر ظهور حسن سرمد مه اصالت را ماه ولایت را ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک همچنان ماهی که آید هم مه اختر آخرین پیغمبر آمد با ششم رهبر شد زمان شادی صدیقه اطهر او صاحب مکتب این حافظ مذهب ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک آمن دست گلی آورده از جنت اولین خلق خدا پیغمبر احمد قیک حیات مانده در آینه اسمت چون روی ماهش دید چشم از جهان پوشید ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک ای مسلمین تبریک.
Yeah, I'd like to request Brother Al-Saran, our honorable guest, please come forward and take your seat here. Please welcome him with another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Assalamu
alaikum. Now I would like to ask any of teenagers which is be able to recite Arabic, come forward. Do we have any our teen that they know how to recite Arabic? Come forward, please. Okay, now if there is no one, I would like to invite honorable brothers Abdul Ghader to recite. Please give loud salawat for him.
بلغ العلا بلغ العلا بكماله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنا جميع خصالي صلوا علي وآلي ماذا أقول بشأني وجلالي وهو الذي بلغ العلا بكمالي والله أقسم في الكتاب بحسني والشمس والشمس انكشف الدجى بجمالي وبوصف الخلق العظيم ولم يكن عجبا وبوصف الخلق العظيم ولم يكن عجبا فقد حسنت جميع خصالي ولأجلي لولاك عنوان العلا فتبينوا يا سامعي أحوالي ولتسألوا المولى الجليل بجاهي وعلى المدى وعلى المدى صلوا علي وآلي حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا
حبيب الله
يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله
ثغرك الوحي لذا تنطق الحرف شذا ومن أجداق كذا وابل الدرر أنت يا نور المنى قد أسرت الأعينا يشد القلب سنا وجهك القمري يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله
يا رسول
الله يا من الماء استاقى منه فاستوحى الناقى له الأرواح وقى والحنين له هاك إعجاب السماء ولعينيك الظما إذا من نبض وما جادك الوله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله
راود الورد الحياة كم يخجل منك يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا طبيب الخلق يا طيب الخلق يا ربيع الحق ويا باعث الأمل يا صاحب الذكر يا سيد البشر يا مليك الحشر ويا شفيع الملل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله
الله من إذا الخصم اعتدى مثلك استل الندى على الأعداء غدا يشهر الخلق الخصوم أينا يوم حيرت النهى إذ قلت اذهبوها أنتم الطلقاء يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله قد بهرت الأنبياء واسأل أولي العزم يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله أيها الموحد واسمك المؤيد في الأرض محمد وفي السماء أحمد أيها الموحد واسمك المؤيد في الأرض محمد وفي السماء أحمد قل هو الله أحد خلف العقل سجد ولما لم اعتقد هلل العسجد يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله
الله لم يضع حب الأولى في كذاب في الملا لم يضع حب الأولى في كذاب في الملا يضيع الحب فلا حبك الأزلي كلما الاسم اعتلى بلغ الشوق العلا صلاة الله على خاتم الرسل يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله
يا حبيب الله
يا رسول الله
فيك أسرار الضياء والضحى والليل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله يا شفيع الخلق يا سيد الرسل يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
Ahsan, Ahsan, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, was beautiful, great. Give her one more loud salawat for them, inshallah. I'm gonna, it's not my time, so inshallah, I'll create some Farsi for you. Bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat. Hame afaq pur az noor khuda mi binam. Hame afaq pur az noor khuda mi binam. Taubish rahmat haq dar hame ja mi binam. Roz milad peyambar که جهان نورانی است، دامن کعبه بسی رو فضا میبینم. آمنه بنت وهب از قدم نوزادش، تابش نور رخش تا به سما میبینم. 17 ماه ربیع روز سرافرازی است، اندر آن روز نوین راز بقا میبینم. اثر خلقت ملک و ملکوت از او شد، ورنه این عالم هستی به فنا میبینم. سر لولک برون شد ز پس پرده غیب، بر کفش پرچم توحید به جا میبینم. انبیا خلقتشان آمد از جلوه او، زین جهت بر لبشان مدح و ثنا میبینم. او مدرس بود جمله نبیین شاگرد، دعوت هر یک از آن قبل نما میبینم. عالم از قدم او گشته بسی نورانی، نور او تا بر عرش علا میبینم. آسمان نور بریزد به زمین همواره، هر کجا می نگرم نور نما میبینم. بر در بارگهش بحر ادای فرمان، قدسیان را همگان بر سر پا میبینم. همنشینی پیامبر بود از اطاعت او، همنشینی پیامبر بود از اطاعت او، هر که شد پیرو او از ندما میبینم. زادگاهش که شده مطلع نور الانوار، ما و خورشید خجل غرق حیا میبینم. شمس و الشمس و زها که خدا خورد قسم، غیر آن مظهر الله به کجا میبینم. عالم مرده شده زنده پی میلادش، نقش قدسی او طب و شفا میبینم. آفرینش شده عطرین ز گل لبهایش، بویشان گل قنچه چش دوا میبینم. جشن میلاد محمد به زمین و عرش است، خرم و شادی هر یک به صلاح میبینم. بانگ جل حقش از عالم لاهوت شنو، دیو باطل زمیانه به خفا میبینم، آمنه گوهر از زنده تو نایاب است، آمنه گوهر از زنده تو نایاب است، چون فقط مشتریش ذات خدا میبینم، دولتش دولت حق است و عدالت گستر، دولتش دولت حق است و عدالت گستر، دولت سرمدیش در دو سرا میبینم. صلوات. Now I would like to ask, invite the brothers, honorable brothers, Jamil Haider, to come forward. Give last salawat for him, please. We just read the shuja'at.
صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
حسرت دید عرض نبی رہ گئی، حسرت دید عرض نبی رہ گئی، شاخ نخل تمنا ہری رہ گئی، شاخ نخل تمنا ہری رہ گئی، امت مسلمہ جس کو مل کر منائے، امت مسلمہ جس کو مل کر منائے، ایک میلاد ہی کی خوشی رہ گئی، ایک میلاد ہی کی خوشی رہ گئی، کیوں نہ ان کو کھلے نسل آل نبی، کیوں نہ ان کو کھلے نسل آل نبی، جن کی تقدیر میں اب تری رہ گئی، جن کی تقدیر میں اب تری رہ گئی، ہو ختیجہ پہ لاکھوں درود و سلام، ہو ختیجہ پہ لاکھوں درود و سلام، دہر میں جن سے نسل نبی رہ گئی، دہر میں جن سے نسل نبی رہ گئی، جب ہوا بند باب نبوت تو پھر، جب ہوا بند باب نبوت تو پھر، رہنمائی کو بارہ دری رہ گئی، رہنمائی کو بارہ دری رہ گئی، جیتے جی اپنے ہو جاتا ان کا ظہور، جیتے جی اپنے ہو جاتا ان کا ظہور، ایک یہی آرزو دلی رہ گئی ایک یہی آرزو دلی رہ گئی سب ہے محدود اپنے زمانے تلک سب ہے محدود اپنے زمانے تلک حشر تک رہبری آپ کی رہ گئی حشر تک رہبری آپ کی رہ گئی حجتیں ہو چکی ساری حق کی تمام حجتیں ہو چکی ساری حق کی تمام بس فقط حجتیں آخری رہ گئی بس فقط حجتیں آخری رہ گئی جیتے جی کام آئے ہر ایک کے علی جیتے جی کام آئے ہر ایک کے علی جب سدھارے تو نادے علی رہ گئی جب سدھارے تو نادے علی رہ گئی مجھ کو روزے پہ بلوا کے شہ نے سنا مجھ کو روزے پہ بلوا کے شہ نے سنا کب ضرورت کسی داد کی رہ گئی کب ضرورت کسی داد کی رہ گئی میرے سارے حوالے ہوئے کل عدم میرے سارے حوالے ہوئے کل عدم شاہ لولاک کی نوکری رہ گئی شاہ لولاک کی نوکری رہ گئی نام سجدے میں تھے پشت پر تھے حسین نانا سجدے میں تھے پشت پر تھے حسین بزم ہستی انہیں دیکھتی رہ گئی بزم ہستی انہیں دیکھتی رہ گئی احترام جبین رسول زمن احترام احترام جبین رسول زمن حکم رب سے جھکی کی جھکی رہ گئی حکم رب سے جھکی کی جھکی رہ گئی لے گئے بازی شبیر روزے الس لے گئے بازی شبیر روزے الس انبیاء کی جماعت کھڑی رہ گئی چھوڑ کر چل دیے سب تو امداد کو چھوڑ کر چل دیے سب تو امداد کو قبر میں مدح آل نبی رہ گئی قبر میں مدح آل نبی رہ گئی اپنے شاعر کو مولا نے ترجیح دی، اپنے شاعر کو مولا نے ترجیح دی، نثر کی ذاکری دیکھتی رہ گئی، نثر کی ذاکری دیکھتی رہ گئی، خود مدد کی تیری تیرے ممدوح نے، خود مدد کی تیری تیرے ممدوح نے، آبرو سبت جعفر تیری رہ گئی، حسرت دید عرض نبی رہ گئی، شاخ نخل تمنا ہری رہ گئی۔ صلوات علی محمد
I would like to invite honorable brothers Shujaat to come forward. Give a loud salawat.
Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
عشق محمد کا دستور جدا گانا، جینے کی علامت ہے سرکار پہ مر جانا، طے کر کے یہ نکلا ہے گھر سے کوئی دیوانا، اس بار مدینے سے واپس ہی نہیں آنا، جبریل سے بھی آگے پہنچے شب یسرا، جبریل سے بھی آگے پہنچے شب یسرا، کام قدم سے لپٹ جانا، جا پوچھنے آدم سے مٹی ہے خراب اس کی، جا پوچھنے آدم سے مٹی ہے خراب وہ سکینہ جس نے بھی محمد کو اپنا سا بشر جانا. سلمان کا شیدا ہوں بہلول کا عاشق ہوں. سلمان کا شیدا ہوں بہلول کا عاشق ہوں. کہتی مجھے دنیا دیوانوں کا دیوانا. ہر روز ہی ہوتی ہے آقا کی صدا سور جدا گانا. جینے کی علامت ہے سرکار پہ مر جا.
We are running really short on time because it's already almost 10 to 9. Inshallah, we're gonna right now.
We don't have much time for the other brothers and sisters if they wishing to go recite. Inshallah, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will be accept what you wanted to recite but you didn't have chance to recite here. And give a salawat, please, for those people they want to recite but they didn't have. We don't have time to recite, please. Now I will give the microphone to Maulana.
I'd like to request all the brothers if you can please move a little bit forward so those who are coming after you they can have a place to sit easily. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we have lots of brothers here and we have our honorable guests already present here. We are blessed to have amongst us the head of the care office in Seattle, Brother Arsalan Bukhari. He's already known to our community. He has visited, he has spoken several times to this audience, and he's already recognized by our community very well. And the good work that he has been doing for Islam, for the community at large, for the Ummah here in America, it's deeply appreciated. And we all pray for you, and we are proud to have, mashallah, brothers in our community who are actively involved in defending the rights of our Muslim community. So please welcome the head of care, Seattle, Brother Arsalan Bukhari, with a loud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum. I don't have much to say beyond just a few things. It is the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just a few thoughts come to my mind. The first is, you know, I spend my entire days making sure that working with our interns and many of our staff members, most of our thought is really about, you know, what is the treatment of Muslims at the present day, not just in the U.S., but in Europe, in the rest of the world, including Muslim countries and non-Muslim countries. So a lot of times we ask ourselves, you know, how should we respond to certain situations? And often we find ourselves responding, you know, with media, with law enforcement, and with many more things. But it really is humbling and really is helpful for us to think about what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would he do in this situation based on the hadith that detail exact his responses when Islam and Muslims were maligned, when he was physically attacked. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. I think the topic for today was to think about the relationships between the different schools of thought among Muslims. Again, you know, I think we should fall back on the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said that we are one ummah, and that one ummah stays together. Of course, you can derive a lot of lessons from that. When one person in our community is attacked, when one masjid in our community is attacked, or anyone is attacked, we should all rise up and respond to it. And it's effective in practical terms. It is effective. When you stay silent, if one brother is attacked, or one sister is attacked, the next time you are assaulted, there's not many people who would then respond or stand up for you as well. So inshallah, that's the main lesson in my brief speech, to stand up for others when they are assaulted, when they're attacked. And also to just again keep in mind the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we ourselves are insulted or attacked. Jazakallah khair.
Also, we have amongst us Honorable Muhtaram Brother Rizwan Samad. We know he's a very, very busy person and also deeply involved in various social and Islamic activities, helping out any person that he can help out in any which way. There are very few people, honestly speaking, there are very few people in the community who extend their hand and their support to our brothers and sisters who are in help. People are busy in their own life, but there are some precious people in the community who can go as far as they can to help out others. So please welcome Brother Rizwan Samad with a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm honored to be here tonight, and I'm one of the luckiest one who get reminded and get this special invitation from this amazing Imam every year to this beautiful center, Zainab Center. And you know, I've been living here for quite some time, but this is the only place I experience Urdu, Persian, Arabic, English at the same time. Honestly, I never experienced that kind of love and affection at one place at the same time. So you guys are blessed that you have this beautiful community, and that we are here to celebrate the Prophet Muhammad's life. On this celebration occasion, I just want to mention just only one thing, one message with Ursulan says, we are one ummah, we are one, and we have to stick together as one, especially in this land which is now our home. So we have to be one as united. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Thank you very much. And finally, it's the turn for our the last honorable guest speaker, Brother Jafar Siddiqui. He has been delivering several presentations already on various occasions, doing the community work, the social work, and standing for the rights of our community in various ways. You those of you who have been reading his blog, those of you who have been reading his emails that he sends regularly, you know, it's an evidence of how much enthusiastic and how much passionate he is to defend the Islamic values and our principles and defend our Islamic community so that we can all live in a peaceful and a dignified way. So please welcome Brother Jafar Siddiqui with another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. I am deeply honored to be here. Every time I come here, I find friends and I find a welcoming house, and it touches my heart very deeply. Thank you very much. We are here for Eid Milad al-Nabi, to celebrate the birthday of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we talk about all his good qualities, we would be here all night, all day, and into the week, and we would still not finish them. So I know we all want to go home tonight. I'll talk about only three of his great qualities, and I'll talk very briefly on each one. His leadership, his ability to bring people together, and his ability to reach out and change the hearts of enemies. These three qualities, I feel, are qualities that we need to own up today and use today. Look at his ability to lead, to unify people. In his days, every household, every tribe was fighting against another tribe. They were looting caravans of each other, and they were killing people just like that. And by the way, a lot of that is happening today. And he was able to show his leadership, he was able to exercise influence, and he was able to bring people together even though they did not like each other. The whole idea of unity is not that I forget my own individuality or my own group or my own madhab and become one with somebody else. The idea of unity is that there is a common purpose, like when there is a house on fire. We're all out there trying to put the fire out, not saying, this is my bucket and I will not use it for you. At that time, we might not get along with each other, but we have a common purpose. We have to put the fire out. And that's what he brought in. He brought people, all of them together, and he led them through his leadership into different areas. He reached out to the majority people. Now remember, in those days, Muslims were so small that in one battle they could have been wiped out. But what he was able to do is he was able to reach out to the enemy, to the kuffar, to the Christians, to the Jews, to the pagans, and bring them on his side with sympathy. If he was not able to do that, he would never be able to reach Medina. He would never be invited to come to Medina. Because the majority population in Medina, even the minority, was not Muslim. They all went from Mecca. So he was able to win their heart, and he was able to speak their culture, and he was able to reach out and convince them that Muslims are a great people. They will add to the texture, to the flavor, to the life of Medina. They will make the life better. And so the Medina people said, come to us, lead us, help us. And he went there. And this quality has, whenever it has been exhibited, whenever a minority succeeds, they only succeed because of this key quality. If you look, the black slaves in this country would never have been free if the white people hadn't been sympathetic to them. Dr. Martin Luther King and his civil rights movements would never have gotten off the ground if the blacks hadn't been able to reach out and win the hearts of the whites, and the whites hadn't supported the blacks. And they got civil rights, they got the right to exercise their vote. Gandhi was one of the main leaders of bringing independence to India. Would never have happened. The British were too strong. But he and the Indians managed to win the sympathy of the ruling class, the English, and win them over. And so the English said, yes, they deserve their freedom. All these things were when you reach out into the majority and bring them in. And one thing that we are doing is we are focusing on our greatness of the past and thinking that all these great people in our past history were there in their isolation and they brought Muslims, Islam to greatness. No, they did not. They only did that when they were able to win the hearts of everyone else. When Muslims made their conquest into another country, they did not rule with an iron fist and draw a wall around their own community and say, we will rule these people. No, they had no walls. They reached out into the country that they had gone into and won them over. The biggest Muslim country in the world, population-wise, is Indonesia. Another big one is Malaysia. No Muslim soldier ever went there. And the only reason they are Muslim today is because the Muslims went in there and they reached out to the locals who were not Muslim and won their hearts over, brought them in. So the unity factor is there, yes. It brings us Muslims together. As Arsalan said, when we are in trouble, we need to come together. As Rizwan said, we need to show unity. We can maintain our differences. If you like, you don't have to talk to the guy you don't like. But by God, when we're together, when we have a common purpose, we're defending something sacred to us, our civil rights, our children's rights, our children's future. We need to forget about our little differences. So, we need to go out there and win the hearts of the majority population. We need, you know, this is one thing. And a lot of times people say we need to do something and they leave it like it's a goal in the sky. Inshallah, one day, if we pray hard enough, we'll be able to do it. No. Each one of us can do it. Each one of us. I'm looking here. I see right now there are about 35, 40 Muslim brothers here. There are more women sitting there than there are men sitting here. We need to use this influence of the men and we need to use this influence of the women to reach out and grab the majority population and win their hearts over. You might not know. I was telling Maulana Sahab, for the last 2 years, the American Congress has introduced a law that tells the army, the military, to locate anybody they suspect, Muslim, they suspect of supporting terror or being against the coalition of the willing, and lock them up forever, just because they suspect them, with no charges, no trial. Why is this possible? Because we're locked up in our little walls and we're praising each other and we're living on our past. My brothers and sisters, each one of you has the power to change the world. Each one of you. And these children that you see here, they are the leaders of tomorrow. But only if we put it in their minds that they can do it. If you tell them they can't do it or they shouldn't do it, they will never do it. If you tell them they can do anything they like, they will go beyond your expectations. And so, get out there. Become a volunteer in a political office. Become a member of the police, the military, the politics. Now I know some of you are saying, oh, astaghfirullah, I would never join the army. You don't have to go and fight and kill Muslims. But if you're there, as a female employee or as a male employee and they look at you, then your enemies will never be able to tell them that the real enemy is Islam, because they'll say, I'm looking at this person, they've been working here for 10 years. This is the person you want me to fear? and it changes everything. So please, what we can do is learn, take a page from the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take that page and use it. If all we do is once a year we celebrate his birthday, then we're doing nothing. If all we do is come here and pray, then we're doing nothing. Amal. You understand amal? Deen without iman and amal is a hollow shell. And so the iman and amal comes in when we go in there. We get jobs. If we can't get jobs, we get volunteer positions, and we use our presence to change what is happening. And unless we do that, my brothers and sisters, if you don't care, if you care for your children or the children of your loved ones, your brothers, your sisters, you care for the future, then do it. Don't wait for someone else. Don't wait for a big group to form. Do it. Knock on a door and say, I'm here. I would like to help. And if they say, well, just clean out the waste basket, do that. Keith Ellison is a congressman from Illinois. Minnesota, I'm sorry. Keith Ellison is a congressman from Minnesota. He came here some time ago to Rizwan's house. And I was talking to his director. It's a woman. I said, what made you get in here? What made you, how did you become involved with Keith Ellison? Keith Ellison, in case you don't know, is one of the only two Muslims in Congress, in the American Federal Congress. And she said, she said, I had nothing to do. I was without a job. I was not doing. So I went to the local office and I said, how can I help? And they said, just literally clean out the waste paper baskets and just make sure the papers are stacked neatly. And she did that. And as they saw her skills, they asked her to do something else. And they asked her to do something else. Then she became treasurer of his campaign. And from there, she became director of his office. That's what I mean by getting in there. Don't just say, nah, I'm not bothered, I can't. That's below my dignity or below my skills. Go there, do what you can. And inshallah, you will be significant. You don't have to be a director in the office. Most of our enemies are successful because they're in those offices writing position papers against us. And this is a matter of our survival. So remember, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then follow his example. Show leadership, show unity, and reach out the majority. We have the power to change the makeup of this country. 4,000 of us in this state can change it. But only if each one of us does what we can. The women as well as the men. Thank you very much. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I just want to add one thing. Just my humble request to exercise your right. We celebrate once a year Muslim Day. And people come from all over the Washington state and goes to Olympia. The numbers are increasing every year. This year, the number was almost 350. I told Arsalan, the next year, the number is going to be 1,000. So my humble request to you, all of you, remember that day when we will announce the Muslim Day. Bring your children, wife, everybody, and just come and just to show the force to this legislature and governors that here are the Muslims and these are Americans and they live here. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you very much. Inshallah, I'll try to be very short in my talk because I know the time has been, it's getting late, and so please say aloud salawat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتخبين المنتجبين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Brothers and sisters, we are here to celebrate the Milad of Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets, our beloved messenger, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the week of unity. And it is important to remember that our Holy Prophet is the unifying factor. Every prophet before him is muhtaram and honorable, but their teachings, their books were altered, and their teachings were changed, and their sharia was invalidated. Whereas our Holy Prophet, being the final messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to protect his Quran, and his sharia is the final sharia that is going to survive till the day of judgment. He is the most superior of all the messengers, and when you look at the Holy Quran, the second most superior prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we call him Shaykhul Anbiya. So in the Holy Quran, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah is talking about him, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, and Allah chose Ibrahim to be a friend. So Hazrat Ibrahim is the only prophet and messenger who is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to our Holy Prophet, he is superior than the friend, because he is considered by Allah to be Habib, that means the beloved. And beloved is superior than a friend. So when somebody asks Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam that it is in the tafsir that Allah mentions Khalil, that means the Prophet Ibrahim, in the Quran, but Allah did not mention the fact that our Holy Prophet is Habib, although Habib is superior than Khalil. And the Imam alayhi salam replied back that there is a sir and secret, in other words, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has mentioned the servants, the supporters, the followers of Rasulullah to be Habib of His. Where Allah says, يُحِبُّونَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. So you can understand, when the followers of Rasulullah are mahbub and beloved in the eyes of Allah, the Holy Prophet himself would, how much beloved would he himself be? And we find Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam prays to Allah, and that's there in the Holy Quran, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ, protect me and my children from worshipping the idols. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is praying this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him and his children from worshipping the idols, Quran says. You know, but our Holy Prophet doesn't stand in need to ask this kind of dua, because Allah has revealed in the Holy Quran already, إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد.
So there is already a divine protection available for the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, which is mentioned in the Quran. And we find Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Holy Quran is seeking his dua from Allah, waj'alni lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Waj'alni lisana sidqin fil akhirin. That means, provide for me an honorable mention in the later generations. And whereas for our Holy Prophet, Allah Himself has said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have raised your zikr. So Allah Himself has raised the zikr of Rasulullah. He doesn't need to play that kind of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in the Holy Quran, there's only one mention where we follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, where Quran says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. That means choose, at, you know, we pray at the maqam Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah is commanding us to choose that place as, you know, a place of salat. When we go for Hajj and we do the tawaf, we all do two rakats prayers at the maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is the only sunnah of Ibrahim which is mentioned in the Holy Quran that we are supposed to follow. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. We learn in the light of the verse that every aspect of Rasul's personality is a role model for us. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was taken to the Mi'raj. He was taken on the first sky, the first heaven. He looked down on the planet Earth and there were two people doing zina. He cannot tolerate that kind of, you know, heinous crime. And he cursed, and obviously the Prophet, who is, every Prophet is ma'soom, his dua is accepted. Dua was accepted and those people died out of the curse of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then he was taken towards further mi'raj and ascension towards the second heaven, and we find again he looked down towards the planet Earth and he saw another two people doing that sin, and he again cursed and his dua was again accepted and those people died, and he was likewise taken to the third heaven and the fourth, and the same story got repeated. Whereas our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was taken to the Mi'raj beyond the seven heavens, to the Sidratul Muntaha, and beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, to the highest place in the world, which Quran says, كَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنَ أَوْ أَدْنَى ثُمَّ دَنَى فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنَ أَوْ أَدْنَى. That means the closeness of two bows or even further less. This is the azamat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we find that Prophet is rahmatan lil alameen. He's the mercy for all those who belong to various worlds, all the worlds. And when Abu Jahl, the mushrik of Makkah, he comes with the stone of the grinding mill. In old days they used to have the hand grinding mill, which is working with a heavy stone. Isn't it right? Abu Jahl, what he plotted against the Holy Prophet to kill him, he says, today I'm going to take care of this orphan of Abu Talib, and so that we get rid of him from the Quraysh. So he carries this big stone of the handmill on top of the roof of the house of the Prophet. So when he comes out in the night for the prayers, he's going to throw the stone on the top of the head of the Prophet and kill him. So when he comes on the rooftop, Prophet wake up for his prayers, and Prophet comes out, he's about to throw the stone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel. Jibreel strikes his wing on the stone, and out of the miracle of Allah, there is a hole inside the stone, and this stone gets down into the neck of Abu Jahl. And now he starts to cry and scream, oh Muhammad, come for my help. Prophet looks up towards the rooftop, and he sees, his Prophet smiles, he sees this person, this mushrik is standing You know, and Prophet said, you think if I am sleeping, my God is also sleeping? This is what these people don't have, the iman and belief in Allah. So we learn that, you know, now the rahmat, look at that, we are talking about Prophet is rahmatul alameen. Now Prophet prays to Allah, he says that I did the tawbah, forgive me. Now Prophet took his amama off, and he's holding the amama in his hand, and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And Allah asked the Prophet to let me kill your enemy here, in other words. And Prophet is seeking one more chance for even his enemy. Look at the rahmat of Rasulullah. So Prophet is the unifying force among ourselves. We find when it comes to unity, the Holy Quran is talking about unity with Ahlul Kitab. Some people find it very, you know, weird that why are we having unity among the Muslims? Well, we look at the Holy Quran. Quran says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran is asking, you know, that we call upon the Ahlul Kitab, so we get combined on one word, that we do not worship on anyone other than Allah, and we do not do shirk towards Him. So we are in the Holy Quran, we are ready to do unity with the Ahlul Kitab as well. Isn't that right? It would be definitely a sad and sorrowful matter for the Muslim Ummah. Yes, we have differences. And definitely we have differences. But we can always sit in a friendly way, in a healthy environment, in an academic way, to discuss our differences if there is a chance, if there is a time, if there is a situation and it allows, and there is a situation where we can sit together in a friendly, in an honorable, in a respectful, in a civilized way, and discuss in an academic, you know, environment our differences, just like any other civilized person, and people do that. But the situation that we are going through, brothers and sisters, is that we have enemies who are attacking Islam itself. You think those people who were gang raping in Bosnia, those people who were killing the Muslims in Tuzla and Srebrenica, you think they were asking, are you a Shia or Sunni, before killing them? Do you think when they were burning down the mosque, in the Babri mosque in Ayodhya in India, those radical BJP Hindus who are burning down the mosque, did they ask if it's a Sunni mosque or a Shia mosque? All these incidents which are taking place right here in America against so many of the Muslim centers and Islamic centers and mosques. Every other day I receive the email from CARE where they are talking about there's some incident taking place in some state. Some, either a mosque has been burned down, or there are parts of a pig thrown into the Muslim center, or there's a graffiti written, isn't it right? Or other insulted things and threatening things happening. Do you think that these terrorists who are doing this kind of uncivilized activity, you think they're asking, is it a Sunni center or a Shia center before that? You know, let's be very fair. Yes, we have differences, which like I said, we can talk in a civilized way whenever the time permits. But right now we are going through a situation, like if there are two brothers fighting in a home, and you have the fire taking place, fire catching in your house, are you going to continue fighting with each other? Are you going to extinguish the fire? Or there are dacoits standing outside your house about to enter and attack you. Are you two brothers are going to fight with each other? And the dacoits are going to come inside any moment and kill both of you. Is that right? They're not going to ask who are you, because they need their money. They have their own interests. Isn't it right? This is a matter of wisdom why Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah Alayh announced the week of unity. And he said, anyone who sows the seed of discord, you know, between the Shia and Sunni, is neither a Shia nor a Sunni. He has nothing to do with Islam. This is a kind of wisdom that we need to survive in a wise and a dignified way in this kind of world, where you find so much priceless media and so much going on against Islam itself. Every other day we find the Holy Prophet is insulted. Isn't that right? Isn't that a common factor between all of us? Unless and until we are unified against the common goals, we can never succeed to achieve the common goals. And I would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the tawfiq to the Islamic Ummah to get united under the leadership, to get united for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to work together for the cause of Islam and for the goals of Islamic Ummah. At the end, I would definitely like to thank our honorable guests, Brother Rizwan Samad, Brother Jafar Siddiqui, Brother Arsalan Bukhari, for blessing our center with your presence. Thank you very much for being here. And I thank all of you respectable brothers and sisters for being here as usual in the program. And before I come to the end, I would request to recite the Dua al-Wahda all together by holding the hands of each other. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La ilaha illallah. Ilahan wahida. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. La ilaha illallah. Wa la na'budu illa iyyah. Mukhlasina lahu ad-din. ولو كره المشركون لا إله إلا الله ربنا ورب آبائنا الأولين لا إله إلا الله وحده 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 أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده فله الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت ويميت ويحيي وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Please recite one loud salawat for our guest speakers.